Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. You guys are having a great day today, as always. And if you need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, healthmasters.com. Special product of the week on sale, the Testo Plus Formion. A lot of people emailed me about it last night, so I was following up on it. So be sure to research that if you want to check it out. On sale for over 10% off right now. And also, too, a lot of other specials we have going on the website. And vote for what you want to see win coming up next week. Looks like the GHI Cleanse and the Sublingual B12, both of those are pulling pretty strong on the voting block on there, and the potassium iodine, which is a really good product as well. So be sure to check those out at healthmasters.com. And if you need anything, give us a call at 1-800-726-1834. We're always here to help you guys out the best we possibly can. And how are you doing this morning, Ben?
Awesome. I'm doing great. I had a very unique picture sent to me this morning. I want to talk about it for a second. And a lot of you have seen it because it's made us through the social media circles. And I'll show this to you. It's a leopard basically carrying a dead baboon. The dead baboon's basically, you know, baby baboon is still clinging to its mother. And as it's being carried off for the leopard to eat the other baboon. And, of course, the baby baboon is, you know, completely alive and trying to figure this out. And I saw this morning, and it was really a poignant picture for me. I thought, wow, this is really strong. And I want to read you the commentary that came with it. It said, a leopard's jaws grab a baboon's carcass. The predator has captured its prey and is willing to take it back to its cubs. However, a small detail gets the attention. Clinging to his mother's body, the baby baboon, with the fear in his eyes, resists abandoning the dead mother. The image was taken by Basque photographer Igor Altuna. And it says a thousand things. I'm reading you exactly the commentary, and I'll paraphrase and I'll add a few things to it. And I know that's a rough one to start with in the morning because it really makes you kind of sad, honestly, but it's just the way nature works. The photo says a thousand things. What strikes me is the fact that the child follows its parent. You can walk that child right into hell, and he or she will follow you without hesitation or question. You can throw them on your back and walk them into a land of opportunity, or you can drag them by the arm in some reckless situations. Either way, they cling to you. It begs the question, where are you leading your children? Here's why I brought this up. There's several. I'm coming off scripture now. This is why it's really important when you take your children and they're little that you understand where you're leading them when it comes to vaccinations. I'm segueing into this now, and I'll come back to this article in a second. And you're leading your children down a path with vaccinations and with junk food that's going to lead them to all types of debilitating health problems their entire life in many cases, including mental issues. So ask yourself a question. If you're the mama or you're the dad, because it could have been a lion, you know, with a cub, but that's kind of unlikely in the animal kingdom, but it would be something like that you would see this. Years ago, I was on safari in Africa. I was in Kenya, and we were in a safari vehicle. It was like a minivan with windows you could roll down. It was a Toyota. And I remember there was a lion came walking out of the hill. She either had three or four cubs. I've got pictures of it. I should have brought those pictures with me today on the album. And the cubs were with her. Well, these cubs are basically mischievous, and they went and crawled underneath the vehicle that we were in out of curiosity. And now this giant mothered lion walks up to the vehicle. Now, our windows are down. This thing, you could have reached out the window and touched it. And Sharon's like, got her head hanging out the window looking at this lion. I said, Sharon, you probably don't need to put your head out the window. We probably need to roll the glass up real nice and slow. And we did. Not that the glass would have stopped that paw of that monstrous female lion. And what was interesting about this is that she slowly and gently pulled her cubs out from underneath the safari vehicle to basically protect them. And to make sure that they could, you know, I guess she had no idea the vehicle would move, I don't think. But she knew that they weren't supposed to be underneath there. And she got them out, and then she walked away. And I thought to myself, you know, she's a protective mother. Well, you know, guys do the same thing. They protect their family. They protect their children. And, you know, they work together. And when you have a marriage that you work together as a team, you have an alpha female and you have an alpha male, and both couples are working together to get along with each other and to protect the family, it works out pretty well. You know, Sharon was an alpha female. I guess you guys know I'm an alpha guy. And so, but we learned our limits of what we could and couldn't do, and we worked together to have this really, really good marriage. Now, let me finish reading you this. It says, you can throw them on your back, and you can walk them in the land of opportunity. You can drag them by the arm into some reckless situations. Either way, they cling to you. It begs the question, where you're leading your children? Are they exposed to consistent domestic violence or arguing or abuse or drug use? Do they experience abandonment, being placed in rooms behind screens, allow you to have free time? People do this all the time with kids with iPads. Austin and I talk about this all the time. or are they your priority? Okay, they deserve an opportunity to experience life. They deserve peace, happiness, joy, and fulfillment. They don't deserve to be a doormat. Your second-ranked servants are your punching bag. Make them a priority, not a choice, not a chore. Set them up for success, not for failure. Lead them, don't drag them, because like it or not, they will follow you into hell if that's where you take them. I'm going to read that over again. They make them a priority, not a chore. Set them up for success, not for failure. Lead them, don't drag them, because like it or not, they will follow you into hell if that's where you take them. And you see this all the time with parents who have drug abuse or alcohol problems, or basically are in a domestic violence situation. The children see that behavior and they model it. And so the father is mean to the mother and they get into fights, literally fights on a regular basis. And pretty soon when those children get older, they have the same type of relationship with their spouse, or they go the exact opposite, say, I'm not going to do any of that stuff at all. So be very, very careful as a parent, especially when it comes to dietary choices and health choices for your children, because this affects them all the days of their life. And always encourage them and build them up. Now, one other thing you need to give them, you got to teach them to respect their elders. Now, if the person's mean to them or bad to them or whatever, that's different. But I'm talking about, you know, when you're a husband or you're a wife or you're a father, you're a mother, the children need to respect the spouse. The children don't need to be putting the spouse down in front of the other parent. That's really, really important. And the spouses don't need to be putting the other spouse down in front of the children either. Be very, very careful when you're talking to kids and when you're doing this kind of stuff, and always teach them to find the good in people. Because remember I told you that study that was done years ago at one of the Ivy League universities took a group of millionaires, 100 of them, and they basically wanted to find out what the common denominator was. And it found out that, you know, they varied in age from, like, they were varied from teenagers to retirees, from PhDs to kindergarten dropouts, but they were all millionaires. And the one common denominator that was a thread between all of these people was this: they were all good finders. They always found the good in everyone or every situation. They were always positive. They always had a good attitude. Every one of these millionaires, regardless of age, regardless of education, regardless of their upbringing, learned how to find the good. Build each other up in front of your kids. Encourage each other in front of your children. Build your children up. If little Johnny does good in the school, hey, Johnny, that's great. I'm really proud of you. Hey, Johnny, you caught that ball really well. Hey, Johnny, the other day I was walking around Lake Hollingsworth with some friends, and some little kid was on rollerblades in front of us. He was coming towards us, you know, on a walk path. And, man, he did a face plant on the rollerblades. Just whacked. He's like 8 years old, wiped himself out. He's sitting there. The daddy's sitting there talking to him, blah, blah, blah. So we're walking towards him. Now, I saw the whole incident. Now, I could have said anything I wanted to say to the kid. So I said to him, I said, hey, dude, you really caught yourself well. That's a good fall. I liked it. Congratulations, you did good. And he said, you really caught yourself. He goes, he's all, now his chest is puffed. He's all happy because he don't want me to ridicule him and make fun of him.
Right.
And little kids are funny about that. You've got to encourage them. You've got to build them up all of the time because they believe everything you say because they're in a theta brainwave state. So if he hears me say, hey, good catch, good fall, bud. You did a good job. You didn't get hurt. Okay, I'm good now. But you put him down and say, oh, I can't believe you did something like that. I can't believe how funny you are. Ha ha, I'm laughing at you. You don't do that. Build children up. Try to encourage them all of the time. And when you do that, they turn into really good adults who do the same thing for their kids and the same things with their spouses. But I want to start off with that today because I saw that picture with that leopard. I thought to myself, our kids will follow us anywhere. Our kids will do anything for us when they're little, especially when they're not theta brainwave. When they think they're Batman, they really think they're Batman. If you encourage them and you build them up, they become very, very encouraging people who love to build other people up. And the opposite's the truth, too. They become very negative, and you got to be very, very careful with all that. What's your first story, Oz?
Well, yeah, and spinning off that, you're 100% right, and that's another reason, too, why you got to be so careful what they're being taught in the schools, because that's why
these
perverts in some of these school systems, they're pushing this agenda. These kids don't know any different.
They think it's cool.
They think it's cool. They think it's normal. Their teacher's talking about it. They're bragging about it. They're encouraging it. They're telling them to embrace it. And so that effect also has the same thing as far as on these kids later on in life, where they think, dude, this is... My teachers were like this. My teacher did this. I got a fly swatter.
You got a mosquito really likes
right
you
there.
Morning.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it is. Well, we'll pass on the mosquito slapping here. But it's true though. You know, when these kids see this stuff in the schools and it's looked at it, and they look upon it as being normal, it becomes normal for
right.
the child. And see, remember this, guys. When we see these children 20 years from now, and now they're seeing this stuff when they're 6 or 7, now they're 28, and you tell them it's not normal, you tell them it's not okay, they won't believe
you. That's exactly right. They will not believe you.
They'll think it's normal. Yes. They'll think you're an old fuddy-duddy, I guess, and that, you don't understand what it is now. Remember when our parents, I'm gonna just make a few of you laugh here because a lot of you have heard this, but it was a long time ago. Rock and roll will send you to hell. And, you know, and the parents were saying that back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. And, you know, we all thought, oh, whatever, man, there's nothing wrong with Black Sabbath. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, Highway to Hell. What's wrong with these parents? Well, turns out they were right. The energy fields that these record producers put out and the satanic imagery they used and the fact that many of these albums are actually dedicated to the devil when they're put out, and basically they have their own temple in some of these studios in which they dedicate the stuff to Lucifer, they were right. And a lot of the music has really affected the people in a negative way. That's why it's really important. Listen to me. You have to be careful what you put into your ears and careful what you put into your eyes and careful what you read. And make sure your kids, if they're watching this really horrible stuff on TV or listening to really horrible music and rap and filthy lyrics and all that kind of stuff, it's probably best to take the iPhone away or the iPad away or tell them that we're not going to do that in our household. And if you got them to the point where they're addicted to that kind of stuff, you're going to have a hard time getting them off of that stuff, but it's going to be worth the effort long-term wise. Because, guys, do you really want your children listening to Highway to Hell? I mean, honestly, is that what you want them listening to? Is that where you want them to go? Just thought I'd mention that, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, and the same factor, like you mentioned earlier, when you start building these habits at a young phase as far as eating junk food and candy and everything all the time, where, you know, every single meal has to be followed with candy or ice cream or junk food or sweets, that behavior continues to roll into their later life. And then that's something that they got to deal with as well when they're trying to stay healthy and stay in shape. So something to be aware of. Also, to another news, I had a customer, they were emailing me and asking me about the Shilajit that's basically in the Testo Plus formula. And this is interesting enough about it. If you guys have looked this up, this is essentially, it's a century old plant matter that's high in the Himalayas. This is one of the key products we put in the Testo Plus, because someone was asking me about the ingredients. They didn't know what it was. And it's composed essentially with fulvic acid and humic acid. It is accompanying basically a reverse spot in medicine that they use over in the Himalayas. And they found this composition has a plethora of health benefits, essentially over 85 minerals and vitamins. And some of the key things it does, it enhances energy and athletic performance and improves brain health, and reduces bone loss, boosts fertility, and actually can iron out anemia. The researchers showed that basically this tar-like substance effectiveness is good at improving sperm quality and also massively increases testosterone production. It can also aid in females as far as fertility and also energy, libido, support, reproductive health, and a host of other natural health benefits. And so, again, this is one of the reasons why that's in that formula. It's a very expensive compound to get. If you guys ever looked at it before, most of the places that sell it, you buy it like it's like a tar style. It tastes horrible. I've tried it before. This is more refined in capsule form with the Longjack, which really, really works together synergistically to build the testosterone up in the body for men or women. And so it's a great formula to start on if you're really trying to do that naturally without any type of drugs or medications and not having any side effects. So again, something I wanted to add on there, I'll put this link on there so you guys can look at this rock tar-like substance has been around for centuries, and that's essentially what we put in there. It's spelled S-H-I-L-A-G-I-T. That's the compound that a lot of people, they've looked at the formula, they don't know what it is. So I wanted to go in there and kind of explain that to you briefly, and I'll put the link on the website so you guys can go and look at it in more detail on the website at healthmasters.com. Also, too, in other news, this is something that I saw interesting now. As this border issue continues to escalate, there's videos now that have been surfacing. Ironically enough, every single mainstream media outlet has been publishing it. Now, you got to ask yourself the question, why is the mainstream media outlet publishing large migrant groups pushing through the Texas border with Texas military in El Paso, essentially standing there while these guys are ripping down razor wire and appear to be stopped? And essentially the guardsmen don't really know what to do as they push through them in complete chaos. They're wanting to encourage this type of behavior. They're wanting to show everybody in the country and out of other countries that this stuff is okay, that this is what's happening, that the National Guard is not using any type of significant force to hold the borderline. And essentially, everybody can, they can push through a fence, they can push through razor wire, they can essentially get into the country, and then they can get anything they want for free. Because as we've seen now, there's really no restrictions on anything when these guys get here. There was an article that I saw last night that was on Breitbart, and it was very disturbing. It was down in Palm Beach County, and I showed Lana the article because this is why it's so important for everybody to stay really awake and vigilant, especially females when you're out and about. This is down in Palm Beach County, and it was three Honduras illegals that had basically been busted coming across the border a year and a half ago, were released, obviously. One of them was arrested a year ago and released without bond again, like we pretty much hear the story. And this girl is walking down the sidewalk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon down in Palm Beach. They pull up in a white pickup truck. They jump out of the truck. One of them grabs her from the front. The other one grabs her from the back. They throw her in the truck, kidnap her, basically sexually assault her while they're taking her to crime scene number two. She eventually fights back on them and is able to get out of the truck and runs off, basically gets law enforcement. Law enforcement later on finds these guys and arrests them. And I'm sure, you know, they're probably going to be out on bond here in a day or two, and they're going to just go about their business doing the exact same thing they've done, because it's just such bizarre incidents to me with no rule of law. But dude, this is happening now in broad daylight. This girl's walking down the sidewalk in Palm Beach in the middle of the day. This isn't some, you know, she's out 2 o'clock in the morning partying drunk by herself, stumbling on herself. Somebody comes and takes advantage of her. This is starting to happen more and more and more now. Because remember, in a lot of these countries down in South America, if they start having really violent crime areas, the rule of law doesn't really apply. You know, I've talked to people that have lived down in Ecuador. I've talked to people that have lived down in Venezuela. And they tell you there's certain areas down there. It doesn't matter what time. It doesn't matter if it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Some, they'll pull up on a moped, rob you at gunpoint, take your stuff and run off. They don't care down there. And that's a lot of the individuals that are coming here to this country are now starting to exhibit the exact same behavior. And so, again, this is really, really important to make sure you're staying awake and aware. And in my opinion, if you're in a state that allows it, I would definitely carry a firearm if you can legally do so. And be sure, again, I tell you guys on a regular basis, thank you for supporting Health Masters. And be sure to follow the Instagram account, the team_HealthMasters. We're getting a lot of more feedback on it. I've told you guys, you go on there, you follow it, like some photos, go on there and make a comment or a review on one of the products that we have on there, like product of the week. We'll send you guys a coupon code, a one-time code on there. So thank you for getting that information out there and building the platform back up, because we had to start completely over the new account and continually to kind of build this community we're doing, because there's a lot of people that are really wanting questions and wanting truth and asking for that truth now. And so we're trying to do the best we can on our end to bring this information out to everybody on a regular basis. And so again, this is why it's really important to be awake, aware, and get the truth out there. And another news, this is something crazy over in Michigan. An intruder was shot dead by a homeowner Monday morning at 2 a.m. The alleged intruder targeted a home with an attached apartment. He entered the apartment, assaulted the resident, then tried to make entrance into the main home where the homeowner shot him dead. The deceased suspect was 32-year-old male. They said that pointed out here that this is becoming more and more of a occurrence now on a regular basis. And what's happening is now people are starting to get sick of it. They really are. And again, I'm not advocating violence, but I am saying when somebody breaks into your house at 2 o'clock in the morning, they're not there to eat Cheerios with you. They're not coming over to hang out. They're coming there for a very, very specific reason. And it's usually to do either great bodily harm or steal or rob or kill or whatever, all the above. So be aware and understanding that these things do occur in this world, and it's starting to get worse and worse now with this migrant crime. It's interesting because I have not been able to find any information on who the deceased suspect was in this article in Michigan. They say he's a 38-year-old male. That's it. No information on his background, history, anything. And so, again, you're going to start seeing this more and more and more now where they don't, the mainstream media isn't going to want to disclose any information about these individuals, especially if they're illegal and they're here illegal, because of what the blowback they're getting on a lot of these posts now, because people are getting sick of this migrant crime.
And probably Juan Valdez.
Yeah, who knows? That's a gift. They won't recover anything on it whatsoever.
You know, it's sad because now this unbelievably horrible Pope Francis, you know, talking about migrants, is saying that South American migrants are suffering the flesh of Christ. This is pure blasphemy. This guy's just a loon. Well, no, he's a Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan boy, probably. My opinion, don't send me hate mail. Pope Francis wrote a letter to a group of mostly South American immigrants Thursday calling them the suffering flesh of Christ. Pontiff told the 3,000 migrants gathered at the Lajas Blancas in Panama en route to the United States that he'd like to be there with them personally, but instead he was represented by a group of bishops from Costa Rica, Panama, and Colombia, as well as Catholic pastoral workers. Now, think about this stuff. He is facilitating illegal migration into the United States and promoting it and telling these people to come up, and he's going to facilitate this. But he doesn't want to be there with them. Which is always the way this stuff works, isn't it? Because he doesn't want to have to get himself robbed, I guess, down there. So it blows my mind that the Catholic Church has got to this level here. And I know so many good Catholics that I really like, and they are so upset about this current pope. They simply don't know what to do with him because it's such a mess. Another article just came out. It said, ivermectin tablets. And I've talked to you about this before. Ivermectin could be a powerful drug for fighting cancer. Here's why. And, you know, Ivermectin is interesting because what it does is an antiparasitical. I'm not going to go into detail in this article. I'm going to post it for you. But Joanna Budwig and another one, it was Helga Clark, they talked about this in depth in some of these things they wrote about how cancer can be caused by parasites in the body. In other words, if you have pets or if you have farm animals or whatever around you, there's a possibility you can be infested with parasites. And these parasites produce certain chemical compounds which enhance the developmental cancer in the body. And if you kill the parasites, you get rid of the compounds they produce. Now, I'm just saying, I'm not making any claims about ivermectin curing cancer. I'm just saying what the article says, but I found that very, very interesting what they said. And here's another article that says there's certain things that you can do to increase your memory, the simple ways you can boost your brain power. Neuroscientist reveals 5 easy lifestyle changes that will improve your memory. I'm going to give you a couple of those right now. Number one is you need to be taking magnesium brain food. If you really want to get rid of brain fog, I take a tablespoon of that stuff every single day. It's a phenomenally tasting good product. If you mix that together with Total Rest, it really gives you a good night's sleep. You need to get at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night, depending on your sleep needs. That's really important, too. You need to exercise regularly on an ongoing basis, especially doing some type of cardio, even just walking. Walking by itself is one of the best exercises you can do. If you run, you're going to massively increase joint damage in the knees and in the hips. I'm just letting you know that, especially if you do it for a lifetime. And a lot of people who do run their entire life, they end up having to have hip replacement or knee replacement surgery. I knew a lady who used to clog all the time. Clog, 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 clog. Her whole life was about clogging. And sure enough, she had to have a knee replacement. And now she's got all kinds of back problems because then she wanted to play golf all the time. And now she's got all kinds of health problems because she overused the joints. So exercise is important, but don't use a lot of impact training. Always be kind to other people and always think about what you're doing. Learn a new language or an instrument. That's very important, too, if you want to do that. Languages are more difficult as you get older. And then do play board games, play trivia, you know, do crossword puzzles, that kind of stuff. You all know that. But the supplements are important. You can have the magnesium brain food. You're going to have the B-complex. You're going to have the omega-3 fats. Those three supplements by themselves massively, massively increase brain power on an ongoing basis. I personally take those, and I know how well they work as far as maintaining memory, et cetera. Now, this is an interesting article, so you guys will like it. If I read this on anything else, I would be basically eviscerated for this. And it's a good article. The delusional feminist power fantasy relies on male charity and tolerance. Yeah, let's start on that. My Brandon Smith. These days, we hear a lot about the concept of male power fantasy, usually in reference to accusations of toxic masculinity. In other words, feminists and woke activists argue that the male power fantasy is a social construct that makes men more aggressive, and masculine aggression is supposedly the cause of most of society's ills. No, let's call that testosterone. Let's say that God made us different. You know, in case you haven't noticed, men have different body parts that produce testosterone to increase lean muscle mass and to make them stronger and bigger, unless they go on hormone replacement therapy with estrogen, so they can protect females. This is so politically incorrect right now. I don't know where to go with this. I would point out, however, that we really don't see men talking about or obsessing much over power these days. Instead, it's women, mostly feminists, blithering incessantly about power, institutional power, imbalances in power, and how much they want power. If I were to guess by their ratings at the root principle that inspires all feminism, it wouldn't be equality. It would be the thirst for power. A lot of these women turn into screaming, screechy harpies. I've seen them before on courtroom doors. They're screeching and banging on the doors. They're clawing on the doors. A harpy is a demonic bird from the ancient days. They talked about harpies like a demon from hell that looks like a bird, always female, and they got big talons and claws. And I see these women act like that. Their hair is painted, if they have hair, if they haven't shaved it off. Just the other day, we're sitting out having a pizza at Florentino's restaurant. Great place to have pizza, by the way. You get their cauliflower crust. This is over in Lake Hamilton, Winter Haven, Florida, if you come down.
It is really good.
It's really good. A good friend of mine owns a place. His name's Mike Florentino. And these two women are having this loud conversation out on the deck overlooking the lake. And they're talking about how much this one woman starts talking about how much she hates men. This is a crazy story, Austin. So I'm listening to this, and she's being super loud. So I said something to her like, well, I'm glad you don't hate men anymore, because I couldn't deal with the conversation anymore. So then they got real quiet. Well, I guess we're being loud. I said, I'm enjoying your conversation. And I said that to them. And what was funny was I really did this because I couldn't take it. And then I hear the one girl say, under her breath, now they start talking more quietly, right? Well, I really think I'm gay. Not joking. Jeez. And she goes, if that means I'm going to hell, I guess I'm going to hell. And I'm like,
oh my God.
These ladies are like in their 60s, right? And I'm sitting there going, I'm just shaking my head.
Each their own, man.
I'm shaking my head going, wow, this conversation is really just awful. So when I read this article here, it reminded me of that. So anyhow, need I digress? I'll go back to this. And it says, it is also important to understand that the female power fantasy looks distinctly and darkly different from the average male power fantasy. And this is why so many people remain skeptical of women in authority. All we have to do is to look at how they express their desires in fiction. If one studies the archive ideals of hero's journey, a hallmark of a male power fantasy, what we almost always find are stories of self-sacrifice. These men give up their lives for their women. Power for most men is meant to be used in service to others to protect and provide for those who cannot protect themselves. This symbolism is found everywhere in literature, television, and movies centered on powerful, popular male figures. Rather than being toxic, men are compelled by their inherent interest, their inherent relationship to power to achieve something greater for all people around them. This is why I say to you guys, listen to me, men. If you're not willing to die for your wife or your children, you need to reevaluate, you know, your leadership abilities. I'm just letting you know that. And ladies, you should find a man that's willing to do that, who's willing to take care of you. And you say, well, you sound like you're old-fashioned. No, I don't sound like I am old-fashioned. That's wrong, Austin. That's not true. I am old-fashioned. I believe that God created us male and female. I believe we both have specific roles to follow. And I believe that's how it's supposed to be. And he goes, this is not to say there are no men with twisted motives. History is splattered with male rulers. He goes on to try to, you know, balance it back out again. I might let you guys read the rest of this stuff. But it's very, very interesting how he says all this stuff and what he does. And he goes, I'll let you finish reading the rest of it. But then we need to realize, too, here, this is another article from the Burning Platform by State of the Nation. And it's talking about treason, nothing but brazen, reckless, and naked treason. And the utterly traitorous Congress lets him get away with it. We're talking about Biden now, scot-free during the most consequential election in history. It says, a POTUS imposter has gone full bore executing the notorious Soros scheme of invading nations, he's talking about Biden again, large or small, in our case, with American hating illegal aliens, and the U.S. Congress does absolutely nothing about it except to show their treason via their willful negligence and criminal passivity in face of the full-scale enemy invasion. Now, he says, let's look at the close videos, all the now flooding the alt media platforms as far as these Haitians coming into the United States. Not only is the Biden regime facilitating this unparalleled invasion by Haiti, the CIA has been carrying out color revolutions and civil wars in countries around the world to manufacture the waves of war refugees and economic migrants who are washing up on American shores, like in Florida. Wait, it gets worse, especially for the people of Florida, now that the Texas border crisis is completely blown up for all to see. And as for many hidden agendas beyond this New World Order Republic destroying criminal conspiracy, they come in many different shapes, sizes, colors, and hues. Chinese illegal aliens, illegal alien crime waves washes over America. You know, illegal aliens coming in now and telling you from you know, these countries how to go in and squat in a house and take control of a house through adverse possession and say, no, you can't kick us out because we've been staying here now for 6 months and we haven't paid any rent, but it's our house. Now you have to evict us. It's insane. The laws and what they're doing to facilitate this and how they're promoting this agenda to destroy the Republic. And this article's right. And I'm not going to read any more about it because it's too long, but I'll post it. So think about what's happening and how the POTUS, you know, president of the United States, which really he isn't, I don't know what he is, but then you stop and have to ask yourself, because they bring Soros into this article. It's not Biden doing this. Biden is just a useful idiot who eats ice cream, who shakes hand with imaginary predators, who basically likes to hide in the basement with his little flap door. He looks out and sees if he can find anything. I mean, this guy's a joke. And it sees us as Americans as completely and totally out of control, out of touch with our country. And it makes the rest of the world ridicule the United States, which was the goal, to destroy the nation from a, how should I say, historical context, to make everybody laugh at the United States as a joke. That's what Biden's here for. That's what Trump's here for. Now, don't fuss at me about Trump. I'd rather have Trump in office than Biden. I'll go on record saying that. But the reality is that Trump's still promoting the kill shot and the clot shot and how great it was that he developed all this stuff. Just balance it out and realize this is a three-ring circus. Would I rather have Trump? Would I rather have Biden? I'd rather have Trump. But listen to me. We have to keep our hearts and minds in Christ. Well, that's a strange segue. No, it's not a strange segue at all. He is the author. He is the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. Through Christ, we can do all things. That's what we've done. We've left Jesus. We've left the worship of the Most High God. We've gone the way of the world. We've gone the way of Lucifer. We have, as a nation. And that's why all of these weird things happen in our schools with transgenders being counselors. I mean, you think about it for a second. It's 1960, all right? Kids are in school. A tranny walks in to apply for a job as a counselor. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The police would be called immediately, and the person would be arrested for basically coming in there dressed like that, acting like that. You say, well, that it shouldn't have been that way. It was that way. And I'm telling you guys, this tolerance that we've gotten now by these communists, these Frankfurt School sociopaths that we have running the United States, this Luciferian Kabbalah synagogue of Satan group that wants everybody to be a transgender or to be gay because their God is a hermaphrodite, a transgender. His name's Ein Sof. Look him up in Wikipedia. You can find him. They want everybody to worship the snake in a tree they call Ein Sof. They want this. This is the goal. That's why they're pushing this agenda. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, Jesus said, when every thought of every man is evil, according to Genesis 6. This is where they're taking us. And they're taking us. They're not just taking the hook, line, and sinker. They're taking the rod and reel with them, too, now. And they're taking the rowboat. And they're taking you down if you're holding on to the rod and reel. They're taking everything down. This is the goal here, to bring in their new world order. Out of chaos will come their new world order. They want to rule the world with an iron scepter of Lucifer and the Antichrist with the rebuilding of a third temple. That's the goal here. Now, if you're not listening to this on other alt media talk shows, then at that point, you need to be listening to something else. Just let you know that, because they ain't telling you the truth. This group runs BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. This group runs the Bloodline Family's money. This group runs the Federal Reserve Banks all over the world, except for just a few countries. This is the group that runs the planet, and they're the ones that are making the decision. This group is the man behind the curtain. This is who they are. And the man that they're answering to is Lucifer himself, this entity that we call Lucifer or Baal or Moloch. Comes by a hundred different names. We've talked about it over the show over and over again. That's who's running the planet. And if we understand it, that's why I say, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God inserted Jesus into the timeline because God's omnipresent to fix this mess, to allow us to have a way out of this mess. That's why we have to keep our hearts and minds. And I had a friend of mine the other day, and I told him, I said, most people have no idea what Christianity is. They have no idea the power that comes with Christianity. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power dwells in you as a Christian. And that's what these entities are scared of. They're scared to death of this because they know if we coalesce around the cross, if we coalesce around the living Jesus through the Holy Spirit, that we can change the fabric of space-time on this planet and we can take back our planet like we need to. They know that. That's why they come after Christians so much all the time. That's the overall goal here of bringing these people into this country, is to destroy the fabric of Christianity that started this country. That's the goal here. If you don't see it, you start paying better attention to what's going on. You know, even Joe Rogan the other day said it, you know, we need Jesus. And I have no idea why he would say that, because I mean, he never talked about that before, but he's even saying that. All of this is something we need to understand, and that's why we talk about this all the time on the show. That's why you need to pray every single day. You need to pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to you. Do your best to send this show to all of your friends, all of the people that are in your database, everybody on Instagram, everybody on TikTok, everybody on Facebook, everybody needs to be getting these shows forwarded by you guys every day, please, as a favor to us, so we can grow the audience, so we can make more and more people realize that we do have a choice, and that choice is Jesus. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're spot on, and this is why there's so much push now to push this aspect of, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to invert everything like you talked about, whether it be with the food supply, whether it be with the ethics, whether it be with the morals. I saw an article here earlier now. Surprise, surprise. Jeff Bezos just announced another $60 million investment to fund more alternative meats by making them cheaper and taste better. The $60 million fund.
Eat your bugs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is the lab-grown meat, too, though, and the fake meat. Like this
is the stuff they use cancer tumors
in. Oh, yeah. This stuff.
Cancer tumors. Yeah, that sounds good.
It's going to fund the creation of more centers and universities that can help do more research and to reduce the cost of manufacturing fake meat and boost the flavoring of it. Because that's what we need. We make it cheaper and taste better.
So, If you're going to eat it, you might as well use some of our Himalayan salt that we have, or Redmond salt, I guess. I mean,
it would make it a little bit better.
Redmond salt makes everything taste better, as far as I'm concerned.
Here's what the Bezos Earth Fund said in the statement. It said there's an enormous opportunity to enhance the texture and boost flavor through innovation in cell biology and engineering now. They're going to say here that Bezos Earth Fund commitments to provide up to $1 billion in food transformation. This has seen Bezos' fortune has been directed to project to projects related to basically increasing lab-grown meat. And this goes to show you, this is what I've said before with all these guys that are at the top that are in these realms, they're constantly pushing this agenda. And what's crazy about it is there is no significant consumer demand for lab-grown meat. All the stuff that's already been produced, the sales are abysmal on it. Most people don't want it. A, it's expensive. B, it's fake. C, it doesn't taste good. And D, a lot of people are realizing maybe I don't want to eat cancer tumors that are grown in a petri dish in a lab that somehow is, you know,
hard to believe.
My fake beef. Yeah, exactly. It's hard to believe. And so, again, this is something why, like, it's kind of goes back to like the electric cars. If the consumers don't purchase this crap and it sits on the shelf, the stores like Publix and other stores, when they get it in stock, they're not going to continue to reorder it. If they don't continue to reorder it, the manufacturers are going to have a glut of product on their shelves in their warehouse or wherever they keep this stuff. I mean,
electric cars.
Yeah, I don't even know if you have to. Yeah, they can just store it on the electric cars.
Well, no, the electric cars are this exactly what happened.
Exactly, yeah. No, and it's exactly what's happening. So when the consumers don't want it, the market shows it, depicts it. And this is exactly what I encourage people to do, is stay away from this stuff, because at the end of the day, they're not going to be able to get it much cheaper than regular meat. But what they're going to try to do, and I've told you guys this before, they're going to try to continue to short the market when it comes to beef, chicken, eggs, all those things, so they can continue to push these things, prices lower and real food higher. But again, the way you keep it is demand and continue to eat clean and train good and support a lot of your local businesses and your local farmers that have this stuff going on. Like also, for instance, too, Tyson Foods now is getting a massive boycott from angry Americans. As I told you guys, they're planning to hire 42,000 migrants in New York as they close the plant over in Iowa now. They said the $53 million meat company has announced it will be closing meat and poultry plants in Iowa, Arkansas, Virginia, Missouri, and Indiana now, as they will essentially be hiring up to 42,000 people that are going to be geared primarily as migrant workers in the sanctuary state of New York. This is, again, another reason why I told you, do your research on the food that you're buying. Also, in other news, the National Toxicology Program has announced it will no longer investigate any evidence linking cell phone radiation to harm caused in animals or people.
Here we go.
They just randomly stopped. What's interesting about this, even though this very type of research is why the NTP exists, the agency has decided from here on out it will not again attempt to study whether or not cell phone radiation harms people or their pets. The reason why this is happening right now, as a side note, is because the 5G, the side effects that occur from 5G are well known and well documented, and the 6G platform is going to be rolling out the end of this decade that they've already been discussing, which is going to be very, very advanced. They said there is no scientific – this is from Deborah Davis, the former senior advisor to the HHS. She said there is no scientific explanation or justification for the sudden reversal. According to the NTP, it's simply too hard to study the negative effects of cell phone radiation, or as they put it, conducting radio frequency radiation studies are too technically challenging and more research extensive than expected. Davis said this isn't even a valid excuse remotely. Otherwise, the NTP could claim the same thing about every other type of research it ever concludes. Research generally isn't supposed to be extremely easy. You've got to do detailed work. You've got to do actual research. And what's crazy about this is now the actual group, the NTP, the National Toxicology Program, they're put in place to look at the side effects of radiation and cell phone radiation in humans and animals. They're now saying it's too technically challenging to go in these studies and do any research on it, so we're just not going to do it anymore. Ironically, right when 5G started to roll out full time.
Well, you know, when you've got an entire generation of scientists that were taught Common Core math that 2 + 2 = 5, the research becomes extremely difficult.
That's true.
The numbers don't crunch. This math doesn't work. Yeah, it does. Just do it again. Well, it really doesn't work. 2 + 2 = 5, and it's not telling me that. This is weird. Well, you got to fix it. You know, something's wrong. You're a racist because you don't think 2 + 2 = 5. I'm not really a racist, but I don't really think it works that way. It's like you have 1, 2, 3, 4. That should be 1, 2 + 2. I mean, why can't you do it on your fingers, right? What's wrong with this? Let's get an abacus out and do that. Oh, no, you're wrong. You're a racist because you think it's not 4 or 5 or whatever. And I'm like, well, you get these people into science and you get these people into college and university systems doing research. They get confused. Because they don't have enough fingers.
or they're being told to drop this and not research it anymore because of all the children that are using iPads now and all the 5G radiation.
And because of the brain cancer.
And these phones now, these new phones, they've talked about it now, the iPhone 15 and the new ones that they're coming out with now, they're talking about the radiation that these new
microwaves.
Especially because they're all geared for 5G now. All these platforms are all 5G platforms.
I remember the old phones. They'll do the same thing with the new one. If you stay on the phone for a couple hours talking,
it gets hot.
Super hot. Now, see, think about that. It's cooking itself. That's why it gets hot.
Right.
Because in a microwave oven. And now if you put it next to your head goes in the microwave with it. Just thought I'd say to you, don't be putting the phone. Always use a cell phone on a speaker setting. Now, to be honest with you, it's kind of rude in public. You're screaming on the phone. Somebody else is screaming back at you. Yeah. Everybody hears the conversation. It's kind of like the lesbian at the thing the other day. I'd like to give her another dig. That was when we were having pizza, remember? In case you forgot the beginning of the show, because you're not been taking magnesium brain food. But what's funny about this is that, you know, what I've done, and I had a guy come by the house one time when I was, you know, I was younger, and I never really thought much about cell phones, but he was one of those guys that was screaming on the cell phone all the time.
Yeah.
And he's in the house with us, screaming. Finally, I go outside on the back porch, and I can't take this. The guy stayed a couple nights here with us as a guest with his wife. And finally, after that, I told Sharon, I said, I do that every once in a while. I do that? She goes, yeah, every once in a while you do that. I'm like, I ain't ever doing that again. So now whenever I got to take a phone call that's going to be like, you know, whatever, I go outside.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Or put Bluetooth on the vehicle.
Or I make it very, very short.
Yeah.
I make it do a short phone call, but none of this screaming and yelling for 30 minutes. I mean, I don't like doing that anyhow. It takes too much energy. By the way, Dr. Michael Mosley says, I'm one of the leading experts on intermittent fasting, and this is what I recommend after it was linked to heart attacks. But what? Okay. First of all, let's stop this. We talked about this a few days ago. I'm going to kind of briefly cover this again. You know, autophagy is what happens when you start fasting. Your body starts eating diseased cells that basically need to be replaced and getting rid of them because it's using them for fuel instead of trying to get new fuel from the food that you're trying to eat too much of. And the problem with intermittent fasting is if people have blood sugar related disorders, it can cause a real problem with that. But if there's a question of being obese or using intermittent fasting to maintain your weight, do the intermittent fasting. I'd rather have you do that than be obese. Just mention that to you. But the ideal way to eat is this. And somebody asked me this the other day. It's 6 small meals throughout the day. So, again, I'm going to cover this like I've done before. If you want to weigh 180 pounds, take 1,800 calories a day in. 10 times your ideal weight, it should be the amount of calories that you take in. If you want to weigh 120 pounds and you're a female, 1,200 calories a day. Don't go under that. And break it up into 6 small meals a day so your body continually releases glucagon. And there's all kinds of things that you can do. You can take the HGH stimulate with that. You can take, you know, different products that we have that stimulate the metabolism. All these different things are available to you. The berberine, all of this.
Yes.
It's phenomenal products. Just take one with each meal, and you'll watch the stuff just fall off. I had a friend of mine call me the other day, and I've known the guy forever, and he's having back problems. Well, his weight's back up to 300 pounds. Also knows who he is. I'm not going to mention any names. And I told him, I said, dude, I said, you weigh 300, I think it was 290. And I said, you need to weigh, you know, 190, 200 pounds. I said, just go on 1,800 calories a day and lose the weight, and your back will start feeling a whole lot better because you got your gut pulling on your spine right now. Well, you really think that's it? Yeah. Matter of fact, yeah, it's that time. And see, and guys, it's one of those things. A lot of people have the same problem over and over and over and over again because they don't change their dietary habits. They eat the same junk. And also, stay away from high glycemic foods. In other words, no pasta, bread, rice, potatoes, that kind of stuff. When you're on a low glycemic diet, it keeps the glucagon flowing, keeps your body burning body fat. And do some type of walking every single day, just for a few minutes if you can, to get the blood going as you possibly can. And just stay away from junk food. And drink half your body weight in fluid ounces of distilled water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of distilled water a day, which is 10 ounce glasses. You don't need to be drinking a gallon of water a day if you weigh 110 pounds. There's no point in doing that. It's going to flush all the nutrients back out of your body. Don't do all that. Keep your water intake throughout the day, not right before you go to bed. But this guy said he's basically promoting the intermittent fasting again. There's nothing wrong with it if that's how you have to maintain your body weight. I don't have a problem with it. But make sure that when you do eat that you have a high nutrient food intake and make sure you're taking supplements with that.
Multiple powder is a great product. I had a buddy of mine who did a full seven-day fast at the beginning of the year. And that was the only other compound that he added in. He was basically doing a water fast, which is was rough, but he did 7-day fast. I told him to do the GHI cleanse. He's going to do the GHI cleanse fast next time. So I told him it'll help a little bit more with energy and maintaining lean muscle tissue. But he did it more of a mental aspect and a goal aspect because he had never done a fast before. So he did a full 7-day water fast. And he asked me before he did it, he said, is there anything? He goes, I want to take anything. Like, I want to make this like as clean as possible. I said, if you're trying to strip this down to absolutely nothing, I said, pretty much the main thing you need to make sure, if you're wanting to do a full detox water fast, which is rough, I said, you need to at least be taking the Ultimate Multiple Powder twice a day.
A lot of water to drink.
A lot of water and the Ultimate Multiple Powder. And I said, that'll keep your mineral balance up. That'll maintain your mineral continuity in your body. And I said, again, this is going to give you vitamins. I said, because remember, doing a water day fast for 7 days, I said, you're going to flush all the B vitamins, all the nutrients out of your system when you're doing that, if you're not eating any food at all. And I said, if this is what you want to do, that's fine. I said, but you need to make sure you're taking the right nutrients. And he did it. Had great results from it. By about 5 or 6 days, he started feeling it, though. He finished it this whole 7-day.
Well, I've done a dozen of those 7-day fasts.
Yeah.
You know, with just water. And the key is you got to do colonics, too.
That's why I told him that. He didn't do it this time. That's
but you got to do really colonics because your bowels stop moving. And so your body's still putting stuff into your bowels. You'll go into what's called auto-intoxication. You'll start poisoning your liver through the portal vein. So if you don't have a colonic board, I think we have a few of those at the office.
Yeah, we keep a couple of them stuck.
But we don't keep them very often. But that way you can flush your colon out at home, or you can go to a colonic therapist and have it done. But that needs to be done at least once a day if you're not going to eat any solid food. Really, really, really important, because you don't want to poison yourself with that. So, but the 7-day fast worked great for extreme health conditions because of the autophagy thing that I talked about earlier. But they're one of those things, as you get older, if you don't have to do it from a severe health problem, then I wouldn't do them anymore. I would just make sure you eat those 6 small meals every single day. Oh, by the way, here's another interesting article that says, talks right about what you talked about, Austin, about the 5G, all that.
Oh, stuff. Yeah.
Beware, the ultimate frequency weapon of mass murder and mind control. It's time to ditch your smartphone before it ditches you. Whoa.
Well, that's a statement.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the following video presents the only tip of the emerged frequency weapon iceberg, which I'm going to post this. As an integrative health consultant, we've learned a lot of stuff. It says, let's be clear from the onset of this unsolicited coaching session. Countless folks are getting triggered by these revelations. Not only does video presentation show you how bad iPhones are and how dangerous they are, you need to be aware of it. So now, however, that does not mean that the unvaccinated are free and clear, because then I'm talking about what's going on with the vaccines from the COVID shot. And on and on and on it talks about this. But I'm going to post this, guys, so you can read it, because it's jumping around a little bit in its writing, so I'm not going to be able to read it and make it clear. So rather than do that, it's via State the Nation. It's time to ditch your smartphone before it ditches you. Remember, these frequency-generating machines are microwaves. They can be used to put certain frequencies out there. Here's what they've learned back in 1991 with the Gulf War. They learned how to what they call... They have cluster topologies, what that's called. They learned specific frequencies that cause specific problems. We had Iraqi soldiers coming in and surrendering to unarmed drones because they were pumping frequencies of depression and despair into the air, and they were getting into their brains, and they were changing them from a mental standpoint. That's how frequency works. It's amazing what they can do with it. And so what they found was they had the ability to change a person's mindset. They can make them suicidally depressed with a certain frequency. They could target individuals with certain frequencies, and they did this. That's why he's warning you, beware the ultimate frequency weapon of mass murder and mind control. This is research that has been done since the 50s for 70 years, and they have really dialed it in. And I've done entire shows on it. I don't want to do that today. But, guys, it's so important that we understand that when you go to bed at night, you turn your telephone off, or you put it in the other room. And you unplug the Wi-Fi.
Especially turn the Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, but the telephone doesn't need to be right next to you. People put their telephones under their pillows.
No, it's not.
You know, it needs to be at least 10 to 15 feet away, no matter what. 20 feet, 30 feet away. I mean, if it's 30 feet away and it rings, you're going to hear it. But you don't need to be looking at it all night and seeing it, because plus you get that light in your eyes and it keeps you awake anyhow.
Well, the blue light, they've done a lot of research on that. Now, we've talked about it on the show before, as far as you need to try to limit screen time at least 30 minutes before you go to bed, because what happens is it stimulates the pineal gland, it stimulates the adrenal gland, because the body thinks it's looking at sunlight. Mm-hmm. So when it's 10 o'clock at night and you're wanting to go to sleep, and all of a sudden you're staring at your phone, your bright light, it's like being outside staring at the sun. Your body perceives it the same way. So then all of a sudden you put your phone down, you go put on the charger across the room, wherever you go do, and you go lay down. Your body's like, well, I was just staring at the sun for the last 30 yeah. minutes.
Why am I
going to lie? I'm not tired. And your body doesn't produce any melatonin, because the body's being told, I have sunlight outside. It's daytime. I don't need to go to sleep, even though it's 10 o'clock at night. That's why they say at minimum 30 minutes. They say good is about an hour of screen time. And that also goes for TVs. You're better off to read a book, or you're better off to talk with someone, or better off to focus or get cleaned up. I know a lot of times people do that. I've talked to people that have tried to do that. And so what they'll do is essentially when they're done with their phone, they put it up, and then they get ready for bed. They take melatonin, they drink their protein shake, take take a shower, get cleaned up, ready, whatever. And then that way, when they're ready to get in bed, it's been 20, 30, 40 minutes. They're off their phone. They're clear. Their brain's good. And you get a much better night's sleep, especially you take a little bit of the melatonin and then shut the Wi-Fi off. I've talked to so many people now over the years that I've recommended that to, that protocol right there. And also, too, before you go to bed at night, flipping the switch on your 5G or your 4G or whatever internet system you have now, because people don't realize how invasive that microwave energy is on your body. And what's funny about it is there's no purpose. If you're not working and nobody's in the house, or you're not working up later, 2 a.m, doing some research study or project, there's no reason to have internet on all night. That, I've asked people, like, why am I going to turn my internet off at night? What if I need it? Do you normally need your internet at 4 a.m? Just saying that, is that something you normally do? If it's business and that's what you do and you're a night owl and you're doing, you know, contracts and you're doing conference calls with China or Europe in the middle of the night, okay, that's what you need to do. But the vast majority of people aren't doing that. So having internet on the middle of the night, it's really, really not good. And the research has shown that people sleep much better, they get much better rest, and they have much better cognitive function in the morning, much better mental acuity, and you go into REM sleep much faster and much longer when the 5G network is not stimulating all the time around you.
Well, and plus, you know, you think about it. I mean, you know, what are they pumping into your brain in the middle of the night via frequency?
No, yeah. Does the frequency go up in the middle of the night?
I mean, what does it do? I mean,
5G stimulators.
Are they giving, making you suicidally depressed in the middle of the night with your 5G running? It's bad enough that the neighbors won't turn theirs off.
No, I know.
Pick it up on your phone.
At least that's you know, hundreds of feet away in most cases. So it's not right there. But a lot of times, you know, 5G systems with the Wi-Fi, people have it right in their house.
Depends on how close your house is.
Yes, true.
If you're right next door and you can pole vault from roof to roof.
It's right there. But at least you have some walls or something that are blocking it slightly. You know, a lot of times people put 5G routers, you know, I've seen them right in people's living rooms and bedrooms before. 5G router. I told you guys about a year ago, year and a half ago, we had to get a new router for the office. And so they came in, they wanted to install it, and I needed high-speed internet, you know, right there in my office, and they ended up installing it right beside my computer that I work at. I mean, I could literally go and probably – it was between me and the supplements. I could go touch the Wi-Fi router where they installed it. And I thought to myself, okay, I really don't like this, but I'm not in here all the time, and I'm doing the podcast. I'm in and out, and I'm constantly working, so whatever. I need to make sure we have really fast internet in here. Well, all of a sudden, when they first turned the thing on, I was doing the show in the office. I noticed I'd get to the office early. I'd be working. I'd feel good. By the time I got done with the show – I was having massive migraine headaches. And if you guys know me, I don't get headaches. I drink a lot of water. I eat really clean. I exercise. I don't get headaches really ever. And I was wondering, it happened again. It happened the next day. It happened the next day. And I thought to myself, what is going on? Every time I get off the show, I'm getting these wicked headaches. I feel horrible. I'm tired. And I'd leave. I'd go out of the office. Or I'd go in the back of inventory. And within 30 minutes of leaving, I'd feel fine again. And all of a sudden, I realized, okay, this is really real. This is really happening. This 5G router that they put in here is the only thing that has changed in the last week and a half. And so I came in, I told myself, this thing's going in the back stock room, completely away from everybody. We'll deal with internet. We'll bump it up a little bit if we need to, and I'll plug into it manually if I have to. And so far, they moved it. They pulled it out of there. It was like a year and a half ago. Never had that problem ever again after they moved that Wi-Fi router out of my office. So that, again, shows you. And that's just me personally, but I'm also very in tune with how my body feels and energy levels. So I noticed right away something was really wrong with that.
I mean, you really want to stick your head in the microwave oven?
That's exactly what it's doing.
Well, that's what the iPhone does too.
Yeah.
And I see women all the time. They put it in their back pockets, and they're actually radiating their ovaries.
Yeah.
And you know, that's bad. It's not good. And you know, it can cause all types of problems for the woman, you know, with the radiated ovaries.
Yeah, keep it in your purse.
Keep it off your person. Yeah, or get one of those cases that basically block it.
Yeah.
If you have to. But stay away from it. But that we've done entire shows on frequency and energy fields and what they do and how bad they are. And I kind of wanted to cover that again today. And, you know, here's another really pretty good article. And it says, the language of force, how the police state muzzles our right to speak truth to power. This is by John Whitehead. He's an excellent author, by the way. If the state could use criminal laws, not for their intended purposes, but to silence those who voice unpopular ideas, little would be left of our First Amendment liberties, and little would separate us from the tyrannies of the past or the malignant fiefdoms of our own age. The freedom to speak without risking arrest is one of the principal characteristics in which we distinguish a free nation. This is Justice Neil Gorsuch. He was dissenting in Nees versus Bartlett in 2019. It says, tyrants don't like people who speak truth to power. Cue the rise of protest laws, which take the government's intolerance for free speech to a whole new level and send the resounding message that resistance is futile. I'm going to post this. This is kind of like the Borg. You know, I used to like the old Star Trek shows, and the Borg would show up. And I remember I thought 7 of 9 was, you know, pretty good Borg. Won't make any other comments about her. And she'd always say, resistance is futile. And it's true. Sometimes resistance is futile if they do these laws to lock you up if you say a word. What do you think, Oz?
You're spot on with that, and that's why it's so important to continue to get the truth and exercise the truth on a regular basis, because that's one of the biggest things. If you don't exercise rights and you don't demand rights be respected and you don't utilize them, they're not going to be left untouched. I've told people that so many times, the Second Amendment. I said people can run around and say, we have the Second Amendment. We got Second Amendment. We got gun rights. But then every time something happens, everybody goes, well, you know what? I'm just going to go along with it. Like, perfect example, like I talked about in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with that insane governor that came out. And all of a sudden, oh, we're banning all law-abiding citizens from carrying firearms now because gangs are running around with machine pistols.
Even those with concealed permits.
Even those with concealed permits. Well, the truth about it is that was a direct violation of the Second Amendment. All the courts ruled on it. Even the attorney general ruled on it. They're like, this is a direct violation of the Second Amendment. However, she still did it. She still pushed it. That's because tyrants don't follow laws. They don't respect the rights, and they don't respect that rule of law. So when you start having groups that come in and say, well, this is the new edict, the new law, and then people go, well, okay, I'll go along with it because you said to do it. Well, you are no longer exercising your Second Amendment right, meaning you no longer have that Second Amendment right because you've now handed it over to them, and you're saying, I don't care anymore. It's not my problem. It's not my right. They can essentially run me over and steamroll me. I'm going to go along with it. So again, it's always important to exercise those rights. And one thing I wanted to add on here, I talked about it earlier with the Shilajit, the tar compound that comes out of the Himalayas. It's a really, really good formula, and I want to make sure I encourage people, make sure you're getting it with a company like ours that's lab tested and heavy metal tested and making sure it maintains pure Shilajit in it. It doesn't have a bunch of toxic compounds, because somebody emailed me this earlier on the show and they were asking me, saying about there's been reports of dangers of the consumption of it with lab tests that showed up in 2016 with some of it being contaminated with aluminum, lead, and arsenic, because it's basically like a tar-like substance from the Himalayas. That's why we don't sell it in the straight tar formula. I told you I've tried it before. It's very bitter. The problem with a lot of those formulas, they're not lab tested at all from heavy metals. Our formula goes through third-party lab testing to make sure there is no heavy metals. It's a pure formula, and it works incredibly well at that level of refined formula without having any of the toxic elements in it. So somebody emailed me about that. I wanted to clarify it because, yes, some of that stuff on the market, even though it does have great properties to it, it can be really, really health benefit. It can also have a lot of heavy metals and toxins in it. That's why we're so picky about what we put in our formulas.
All of our health tested products are heavy metal tested.
Every single product.
We have to. We have no choice. So, I mean, we use the product. We're not going to give you something with heavy metals in it.
I don't want aluminum,
me neither.
So, again, thank you, my friends, for all the support. Thank you for taking care of Health Masters and continue to get the truth out there on a regular basis. We couldn't do it without you. We're all in this together. But be sure to vote for what you want to see product of the week next week. And also, too, check out the Testo Plus formulas I talked about today in detail with the nutrients that are in it, on sale right now for over 10% off at healthmasters.com. And give me some feedback on it. Some feedback in the comment section in the on Instagram. Review it on the website. Continue to get the truth out there so more and more people can see what's happening, what's going on. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Enjoy yourselves. Have a fantastic weekend. And we'll be back on this show, as always, on Monday. Y'all have a great week. Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.